Thank you for tuning in to the Calm and Connected podcast. If you are more of a visual learner, you can find this podcast on YouTube. Either way, please enjoy. Hello, and welcome back to the Calm and Connected podcast. I'm your host, Janine Halloran, and today we are talking about coping skills for adults, and we are focusing on the movement style. So in the last several solo episodes, I've been covering different coping skills for adults, going through the different coping styles that I use in my work when I talk about coping skills for kids. So it's been fun going through and finding some different ways that we can, as adults, cope in different styles as well. So today is all about movement, and I really wanted to focus on big body movement and in particular exercise, because there's a lot of research out there for exercise and its benefits. So first of all, it helps your physical functioning. Second, there's been studies that talk about how much it improves your cognitive function. But the study that I found the most interesting, especially for us who were talking about mental health, we're always kind of focusing on that in this on this podcast, there was a study that was done about the effects of your exercise on your mental health. So it was determined that people who exercised had fewer days of poor mental health than people who didn't exercise at all. And then you may be wondering, well, what kind of exercise did they do? Well, they found that it didn't matter what kind of exercise you did at all. It was all exercise types were associated with this fewer days of poor mental health, which I find interesting because, you know, as I'm researching and looking at, you know, what are the best ways of exercise? There's a New York Times article I can link to it talking about what are the best ways of exercise. Really, what it comes down to is the best exercise is something that is sustainable for you, something that gives you joy, something that helps you de-stress, helps you relax, helps you chill out, whatever it is that you need to do, whatever feels good in your body in terms of, you know, making sure that you are able to re-energize yourself. That's what is the best kind of movement for you. Whatever is something that you can actually do long term. What are you going to keep up? You know, there's people who do a lot of like intense exercising at the gym, but it's really hard to sustain that long term. So what is something that is sustainable for you for a long time so that you'll be more willing and more able to do those exercises? So you may or may not know at the end of interview podcasts that I do with other people, I typically ask what are the ways that they cope? What are the ways that they de-stress or relax? So I had an opportunity to talk with Marcelle Waldman, who runs Felix, and she talked about some movement that she likes to do. So she likes to go to bar three classes and she likes to dance in her kitchen, which I'm all about. I'm a kitchen dancer myself. So I appreciate a good break time doing a little dance in the kitchen. I think it's phenomenal. So I really thought that that was great. And another person I talked to was Wendy Snyder. And she talked about how she is a body surfer. How cool is that? And she also talked about going to get to kettlebell training classes. So I believe when I spoke with her, she really talked about the bonuses and benefits of having the camaraderie of people coming together and supporting each other. And there's something phenomenal about that. When you take group exercise classes, you do get that way that you can encourage each other, you can connect with other people, you have a shared experience. It can be really fun to take classes. But I want you to think about what are the things that you can do to move your body in a way that feels good for you. So, you know, sometimes I get on Instagram and I have fallen down this rabbit hole of like hula hooping and roller skating. I think that's just my zany sort of Instagram. It's fine. But I enjoy that because you see people having fun and having a good time and also moving their body. I love to watch the people who are, you know, learning how to roller skate, learning how to hula hoop as they get older and trying different things and continuing to challenge themselves. I think that's really cool. I've also talked with some mom friends of mine who've talked about like boxing. I remember one particular mom friend really, she's like, it feels so good. It feels wonderful. And it is like, I leave everything on the mat. I get it all out. I'll get all of my frustrations out. So I have to go to my boxing class every week. Some people really like swimming. Some people really enjoy golfing. Some people love tennis. You know, I think it's whatever is going to be a way that helps you continue to move your body and again, be sustainable. That's what you should be looking at and trying to do to make sure that you are reaping the benefits of not only the physical bonuses, but also the cognitive bonuses and the mental health bonuses. So myself, I have always been a fan of Zumba since I first started it. I love to dance. I love to move my body in that way. So that always brings me joy in it. I do find it sustainable. I still love walking. I still love walking, especially in nature. It helps clear my head. Sometimes I do the rower. Sometimes I use a bike. Sometimes I use a step. But, you know, whatever way that I feel like moving that day is what I want to do. I just want to make sure I'm moving every day, at least a little bit. So I encourage you to do the same. I want you to find those ways that are going to be helpful to you, things that are going to help you figure out what you need to do to move your body. And I just wanted to, again, remind you, there is a downloadable worksheet where you can go through and try and figure out what are your own coping skills, going through all the different coping styles and figuring out what are things that you like to do by yourself, what are things that you like to do with other people, that sort of thing. So you can figure out what are the things that are going to sustain you, what's going to re-energize you, what's going to help you rest. I'll make sure that there's a link to that in the show notes. If you like this podcast, please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And as always, don't forget about yourself. Take a few minutes, have a little fun, and have an awesome day.